gente, welcome back to All About Nothing with Jay, the podcast where we talk about life, laughs, and those hot flashes that hit harder than the 90s breakup songs on the radio. And today, we are diving into something that deserves hazard pay, holy water, and maybe a small fan that fits in your purse, perimenopause. That magical, mysterious stage of life where your body throws a surprise party and forgets to invite you. You wake up sweating, crying, yelling, and wondering if you're starting in a telenovela or just trying to remember where you left your phone while you're holding it in your hands. This episode is for all the women out there fighting with their hormones, their hairlines, and their thermostats. We're calling this one Hot Flashes and Holy Water because sometimes prayer, coffee, and a portable fan are the only things keeping us from catching a case. So grab your iced cafecito, tie your hair up before it starts shedding, and let's talk about the beautiful, ridiculous, sweaty mess that is perimenopause. Let's go. Okay, before we go any further, the legal department of common sense says, I have to tell you, I am not a doctor, nurse, or a licensed therapist. I'm just a sweaty woman with Wi-Fi, 47 Google tabs open, and a half-melted candle that smells like lavender and survival. If you're going to take medical advice from a perimenopausal woman recording in her pajamas, that's on you. So please talk to your doctor, then come back so we can laugh, cry, and complain together. All right. Cafetito ready? Fan nearby? Because we need to talk about these hormones and what they're doing to us. First of all, hot flashes. Nobody warned me that this is going to feel like Satan is standing behind you, breathing on your neck. Well, you're just trying to pay bills and fold the laundry. You start sweating in places you didn't even know you could sweat. Behind my knees? Why, Lord, why? Did you know that hot flashes happen because low estrogen tricks your brain into thinking your body's overheating? So your brain says, evacuate, and your body says, say less. Next thing you know, you're sweating through your cute pajama set like you just ran a marathon in the desert. It's a horrible feeling. You're at the grocery store fanning yourself with a bag of spinach, people thinking you're having a religious experience. No, Karen, I'm having a menopausal one. And just when you finally stop sweating, here comes the rage. The kind of rage that comes out of nowhere. Someone breathes too loud and suddenly you're evaluating your entire life choices. One minute I'm like, love and light. And the next, I'm like, if you chew that loud again, I am going to throw you out the window. It's like PMS moved in permanently and brought luggage. Now let's talk about sleep. Sleep. Or as I like to call it, the ex who ghosted you and now only texts at 2 a.m. I used to sleep like a rock. Now I wake up almost every other hour, like I'm hosting a late night talk show. Let's just call it, why am I awake again? Did you know that low estrogen and progesterone mess with your REM cycle and body temperature? That's why you're waking up sweating, heart racing, and wondering if you heard something. The dreams are wild too. I once dreamt Bad Bunny was my therapist. He just sat there while I was crying because I lost my favorite pen. And don't even get me started on night sweats. My bed smells like a combination of stress, Vicks, and broken dreams. So if you see me out there in these streets looking half alive, mind your business. I'm surviving on caffeine, chaos, and apparently menopause comes with a surprise gift bag. None of which you ask for. My shoulder? Frozen. I didn't even do anything. I sneezed and I suddenly can't reach the top shelf. My ears ringing like the church of the Catholic Church. And my ears ringing like the bells at the Catholic Church in San Juan. Did you know some women get a ringing in their ears during perimenopause? I thought I was picking up Wi-Fi from heaven. And don't forget the random joint pain. I wake up every day like I got into a fight with my mattress and lost. Now, for the real plot twist in all of this, apparently some women lactate during perimenopause. Yeah, like one of my friends texts me, hey, you won't believe this. I'm making coffee and suddenly my body's auditioning for motherhood again. I'm paraphrasing. I said, what? That's coming back? That is not a comeback tour anybody asked for. It's rare, but it happens. Prolactin levels spike and boom. Encore performance, nobody requested it yet. Yet there it is. In my head, I'm thinking, if my body ever tries that nonsense, I'm filing a complaint with customer service because this warranty expired in 2013. Now, let's talk about hair loss, because no one prepared me for this and I feel totally betrayed. One day I had a full bouncy ponytail. The next, my edges are filing for divorce and moved out. I wash my hair and the drain looks like it's auditioning for a horror movie. Did you know that estrogen drops can cause thinning hair, texture changes, and slower growth? Basically, our hormones said, you didn't need volume, you needed humility. Refund, as my son would say, refund. And the texture changes. My hair went from salon commercial to dust broom at Home Depot. It's dry, brittle, and one hot flash away from spontaneous combustion. I've tried everything, oils, serums, scalp massage. At this point, my head smells like a salad bar. But here's the thing. When your hair starts falling out, it's not about looks. For a lot of us, it's cultural, it's identity. When your curls thin out, it feels like losing a piece of yourself. And don't even get me started on regrowth. Those baby hairs that make you look like you lost a fight with static electricity. So if you see me with a scarf, a hat, or a bone that defies gravity, mind your business. I'm in a growth season, literally and spiritually. Oh, this one. My second non-favorite one. Now, if all of that wasn't enough, let's talk about the bloating and the weight gain. I'm drinking water and gaining weight like I ate at Cheesecake Factory. Did you know that when estrogen drops, your metabolism slows down and your body retains water like it's prepping for a drought? Translation, my genes and I are no longer speaking. I don't even know where they are, to be honest. My rings feel tight, those that I can actually put on my finger. My ankles look like I've been on a 12-hour flight, and my belly, it has opinions. I tried on some jeans a few weeks ago, and my zipper went like, girl, we can't do this anymore. So if you catch me in leggings all week, or sweatpants, don't judge me. I'm just trying to keep circulation and dignity in check. It's not vanity, it's biology. Hormones, stress, and lack of sleep teaming up to making us feel like human water balloons. The fix? Grace, hydration, and humor. And maybe throw in a little salsa dancing for circulation. Let's not forget the emotional chaos. I can go from I love my family to why are you breathing in 4 seconds flat? Did you know that estrogen affects serotonin? So when it drops, so does your chill. Suddenly you're crying over commercials and yelling at the fridge. It's not weakness. It's hormones doing the electric slide. And then there's the brain fog. I once forgot what I was saying while I was saying it. My son looked at me and said, Mommy, are you buffering? Yes, baby. My brain is loading. Please stand by. I'm not even exaggerating about this brain fog thing. It really feels like you're buffering. Here's the truth. Perimenopause is wild, unpredictable, and extremely exhausting. But it's also a transition, a reminder that we've lived, loved, and earn our sweat stains. What helps me? Café, water, and movement. Eating whole foods when I remember, magnesium, collagen, and minding my own business. Most of all, sisterhood. Talking about it, laughing about it, taking the power back. Did you know that women who talk openly about menopause and perimenopause have lower stress levels? Our abuelitas whispered, we're podcasting it. That is progress, mi gente. So if nobody told you lately, you're not crazy. You're transforming. Before I close, a huge shout out to all of you listening to my podcast. Thank you for your support. It means the world to me. We're building a community, one hot flash at a time. If something I said made you laugh, nod, or feel seen, tag me on Instagram at allaboutnothingwithj_between all the words. Show me your fans, your iced coffees, survival kits, satin pillowcases, hair bonnets, all of it. This space isn't just mine, it's ours. The more we talk, the lighter it gets. We're evolving. So think about it that way. It's a transformation. You're evolving. You're strong, soft, tired, and magical all at once. So remember, as always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay. Oh, hey, before I forget, if you laughed, learned, or just felt seen today, make sure to subscribe, share this episode, and buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/allaboutnothingwithjay.